Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. I was just zipping through some Instagram updates from yesterday. Josh, what was that burrito?
Oh,
what was that burrito I saw?
It was from the Morrison Inn, and it was the sizzling red sauce burrito there. And so it comes out It comes out on a skillet, like if you get the fajitas. One of the really best burritos I've ever had in my life.
You were down in my neck of the woods.
I was. It was fun.
In Morrison.
It was. It was the Morrison Inn. And
aptly named.
After I went or finished work, I was like, hey, I got nothing really going on today. So I surprised my girlfriend with a little trip. And I mean, it was just a little tiny trip up to Evergreen. But I said, hey, you know what? I'm not doing anything the rest of the day. Get dressed in like some comfy clothes. We'll come get you, pick you up, and then take you out for a little hike thing. And she got so excited.
Oh,
so we went to Evergreen,
cute.
Did a little walk around the lake. She loves, like, those, you know, easy walk. I mean, it's, you know, hike.
Well, with that limp and everything that she has.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So
with that fake leg.
It easier with the cane. You
know? Yeah.
She's not that old. Come on now. But, yeah, so we went to Evergreen, walked around for a little bit.
I love Evergreen Lake.
It's beautiful. I had not been up there in a while, and I was bummed. They're doing some renovations to the actual like lake house, and so we weren't able to go in there. But the lake itself is beautiful. We went along the golf course as well, which obviously for me, I love. And then after that, we took the little winding road back down into Morrison, and we stayed in Morrison for a couple hours. I mean, I had not been in like Old Town Morrison in years, and so
I love Little Old Town. We've always wanted to eat at that cow place. It's the...
That's where we were going to
go. The cow eatery or
it's
whatever
the it's cow called. Eatery. That's
the
what
cow?
It's called.
We've never been there to go to breakfast. I hear their breakfasts are banging.
So I saw their menu. They have like a menu posted on like a bulletin board outside, and they have like burgers and everything for lunch. And I was like, I really want to go here. And then she saw the Morrison Inn, and she was like, I kind of feel like Mexican food. And I was like, okay, that's fine. So we went there. One of the best decisions. I mean, their margarita, it's like world famous. Their Red Rocks margarita. That's
I was
what
wondering.
Called.
I think it's that one of those places where they only serve you two of them or something like
ooh,
that, maybe.
It's like that,
yeah,
huh?
I don't, maybe.
We only had one. We just wanted to taste it because we were like, well, world famous. We have to try it.
Yeah.
And then we had their appetizers. Their chips and salsa. It truly is one of the best chips and salsas I've ever had in my life. They are the ones that make the chips from their tortillas. So everything is house-made, homemade
yummy.
There. And then the burritos again, amazing. They were unbelievable.
I like this. I like this a lot.
And then
I
they
like
had fried ice cream.
Oh Lord!
And we wanted to try it.
Forget
and
about it.
We were
so
we
much
were,
for that walk, huh?
We destroyed it. I mean, we walked for like an hour and a half up in Evergreen and completely destroyed that walk anyway because of the food that we ate afterwards. And then we all topped it off. We topped the day off. She had to get a few things, so we did end up going to Costco after everything, and we topped it all off with some Costco ice cream and a hot dog. So
holy crap, man.
Dude, we
this
ate.
This is like one of my days.
I know. I literally, Katie, you came
I got
up,
nothing going on today. Let's just eat everything we possibly
you
can.
You came up multiple times because of how much I ate yesterday. I was like, I feel like I'm Katie right now. Like, I am putting it away.
You should have started. I think there's a Bojo's up in Evergreen. That's where you should have started and then made your way back.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I love that little Evergreen Lake area. That is where I first saw Knick Knack in her wedding dress. There was a little spa place up there or whatever where they got ready, I believe. I don't remember. It was years ago. But yeah, that's where I met. It was me and my best man in the parking lot up there. And we did the whole thing where I turned around so I couldn't see her. Then she came up behind me and it was right there by Evergreen Lake. So very fond memories up there.
I didn't know that.
Like, I could just imagine you seeing her for the first time and a little tear rolling down your face.
Yeah, I teared up for sure.
Well,
and
yeah.
Then you put your finger in her ear and gave her a wet willy. And then you kissed her.
It wasn't her ear.
Okay. I think there is a spa up there, though. It's right on, like, the right side of Evergreen Lake.
It was a couple decades ago. But
that's adorable,
that's cute, though.
Yeah. That's really
and then
sweet.
Your little drive back that back way in Kittredge. Did you
oh
go
my
through
gosh.
Kittredge? Yeah.
Yes.
That's where we had our rehearsal dinner. There was a little steak place. I think it might have closed down, but it was called Black Hat Cattle Company. And it was just steak place. Really, really good. And that's where we had our rehearsal dinner.
So we took that little back road. So we went up. I wanted
that's
to do like a full
road.
Circle. So we went up when I took her the I-70 way.
Yeah.
And then there's always that little, like we call it the postcard picture where you come over the hill and you see all the mountain range. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to do that. And then so we get to Evergreen. And then, we take the back way. Jeremy, there was probably 17 different areas of stoppage at places that we're like, okay, we need to check off here. We want to stop here, and then we want to go
on
hiking
that back
here.
Way?
On the back way.
Yeah, the back way's a blast.
Every single place we were like, we want to hike here. We saw like there was this little black bear hiking trail that we saw that we wanted to go out. And then I wanted to ask you, I don't know. There's a Lariat Lodge in Kittredge.
Same people.
So that's the same people.
It's in Evergreen.
Or is it right at the very end, tail end of Evergreen?
It's up there. Yeah, same people that own the one down in Littleton.
So that's like, you. It looked, at least from the road, like
yep.
you have to hike
same
up there.
Same place. Great beers.
We wanted to go there so bad, and I truly couldn't find the road to get up there. So I was
no.
oh, we got to make our way up there again. Because
yeah,
I
believe
that
that's
place.
The original, and then they opened up the second one in Littleton.
Okay,
so,
I saw that, and I was like, I wonder if that's
great
the same
restaurant.
People.
God, we're just throwing out restaurant recommendations.
I know.
Really good restaurant, really good beers. But yeah, I love that little back way from Evergreen back down into Morrison. When I had my Corvette, as you drove it yesterday, mm-hmm. those roads are like perfect sports car roads.
Yeah.
You can just...
I was passed, actually, by a group of probably 15 Audis
there
that
you
were
go.
Going up and down.
Fast and furious.
I'm in my truck, so I'm, yeah. like, I'm taking my time. And these guys, so they had the little dotted line, and I hear... and they all fly past me.
You're like, Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
What? Is there a heist going on?
Turn to the left.